Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Could just listen to this. It's so good. Oh man, give me that Jane's Addiction. 611 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, alternative. once in a while. So a little bit of the backdrop. I don't have special music for the Santa Rosa County Commission drama, but I do have Santa Rosa County Commission drama. You ready? You're gonna have some fun. All right. So the backdrop here is there was some conversation about stop signs and speed bumps and on a local street. And basically, the folks wanted to talk about that. And there was a little bit of confusion amongst the speakers about when you were allowed to speak and on which subject. Because the subject that was actually under discussion in the committee review had to do with the review of the use of stop signs as speed control devices. And so they could have talked about that under that section, but also talked about the, you know, speed bumps or the need for speed tables on their street in a different section. And anyway, that's kind of just, you don't really have to know that, but that kind of helps frame the backdrop of how this came to be. You had basically Commissioner Calkins wanted to let a guy speak again because he was a little bit confused about it. And that's what led to this. This is the beginning of the drama.
All right. So.
Thank you so much, sir.
It's Kerry Smith first talking, now James Calkins.
You're still continuing with your part. You've still got 44 seconds left.
You're more than welcome to meet with me after the meeting or any time you like.
Thank you, Mr. Calkins.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Sir, you've already addressed us, so
sir, save it. Sir, respectfully, I this gentleman has,
you've addressed the board once.
So I'd be more than happy to hear from this gentleman.
Now, you have to understand, this comes at like the 2.5 hour mark into a meeting where James Calkins has done what he always does, which is just stump speech again and again and again on items, particularly mansplaining how economics works and how supply and demand of housing works. I mean, it's always this way. But I know Kerry Smith is just kind of irritated by this point, like he's had enough. And he's running his section of the meeting. He's not the board chair, but he's got control of the meeting at this point. So what he says and who he recognizes and all of that, that's what leads to this moment.
This is about the procedures of the stop signs. I know we've gone around the world to get to our elbow here, but so that's why I'm trying to keep us on track, Commissioner Calkins.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, a lot of folks.
I haven't recognized you yet, sir. I haven't recognized you yet, sir. I wasn't done. Okay, so let's try to keep some decorum here. All right, are we in agreement?
Am I recognized?
Am I in agreement?
Am I recognized?
Just push your microphone off for a minute.
All right, well, what I wanted to say is there was some folks.
I don't know what school system you went to, Commissioner Calkins, but I did not recognize you.
I asked you if I was recognized.
I said no. I said push your microphone off for a minute.
I'll wait.
Yes, you will.
Like South Park. Can
I want to apologize to the crowd here. This is an embarrassment. I really do think this is an embarrassment. We get to a point to where we're campaigning in the wrong places. So,
sir, I haven't filed a run campaign yet. So.
I'm going to recognize you, sir. You just keep on your stump there.
It's so I know that Calkins can be super irritating and annoying. I also think that probably Kerry Smith is overreacting a little bit too here. You know, so there's a little bit of wrong on both sides. But of course, telling somebody that he keeps stump speeching and wasting everybody's time by campaigning, even though he hasn't filed for any campaign office just yet, is only going to encourage him to do what? Well, keep doing it.
I'm willing to stay here all day for hours to listen to the citizens.
Yeah, of course.
And that's our job. We hadn't had a county commission.
I don't know how you're gonna go
to
Tallahassee.
We haven't had a county commission meeting for about 3 weeks now, and I'm more than happy to listen to the citizens. And so,
okay,
that's my thought.
Let's wrap this up.
Wrap it up now. Come on.
I'll make a motion to move this to the regular agenda for Thursday without objection.
There you go. So that was kind of the part one of what wound up becoming a two-part fight, because a little bit later on in the conversation, they were talking about shorebird protection and speed limits. I'll get to that in just a second. Candy, in the meanwhile, has traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns. There was an accident over an hour ago, North Q and St. Mary. It looks like that has been moved off to the side. General Chappie James, that is a three-mile bridge. Clear and nice. Not showing any problems in 98 either. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So the next item that came up a few minutes later in Kerry Smith's report was the shorebird speed limit. Every year at shorebird season, they try to reduce the speed limit on Causeway in order to protect the shorebirds. And this is notoriously a thing that James Calkins opposes. And because, you know, freedom is kind of his, you know, watchword, and he doesn't think it's appropriate to be limiting people's speeds on a public road just because of those stupid shorebirds. I mean, that's, you know, okay, but here goes. Here's Kerry Smith setting it up.
Number seven, this is our yearly thing of temporarily slowing down for the birds on the causeway in the bar. We have an extensive education in the backup for our paperwork there, and is there any discussion amongst the board on this? Of course.
Just like
I recognize you, sir.
Still a little bit with the starts talking. I recognize you, sir, like the formal official.
Just like every other time, I will oppose this, and that's all I'm going to say.
So not an explanation this time around.
We all hate birds and turtles.
He's irritated, and then...
I'll make a motion to move this to the consent agenda without objection.
Jack.
I'll make a motion to move this to the consent agenda with objection. No, never mind. I'll make a motion to move this to Thursday's regular agenda without objection.
So moved.
Yeah, honestly, he shouldn't have tried to put it on the consent agenda because he knew James Calkins was opposed. That's the kind of thing you don't put on consent because somebody's on the other side of it. You put it on the regular agenda. So Kerry Smith is on tilt in this meeting, and I understand. I mean, I've said many times, I don't know. It would be hard for me to sit there on the board with Commissioner Calkins and a lot of the nonsense that he puts out there. That said, you know, you still can't let yourself get on tilt because then you wind up overreacting to things that didn't really justify it. And a couple of these examples kind of were that way. But listen, Commissioner Smith, I understand where you're at. I really do. 618 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are working on a home repair project of any kind and you need supplies, you know, you need hammers, nails, and you need safety gear, you need goggles, you need saws, you need whatever it is, okay? Pensacola Hardware, they have it. You know, how can you know they've got it? Because they've been around since 1851, helping people just like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. So they know what you're going to need. They've got it in stock because they know how to manage their inventory. They don't run out of the stuff because they know what is needed. That's the whole point. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Like, you go there looking for something, and they're like, yeah, we don't stock that. That's your hint. You don't need that thing. There's a better way to do it. And you can get that advice from them. Hey, what's the best way to do this? And they'll tell you because they've been doing this, like I said, forever. That institutional knowledge, you just can't replace that anywhere in the area. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's tomorrow at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's here, the BGS Marine Sales Open House. Saturday from noon to 5:30. Meet their friendly sales staff and vendors. Tour the Florida Panhandle's premier Marine Service Center and enjoy food, drink, and music. Tons of BGS Marine giveaways, plus the new ship store, BGS Marine Custom Fabrication Shop, and lots of boats, both new and used. Mercury, Yamaha, Blazer, Aloha, Suzuki, Kencraft, and more. Don't get stuck on the dock. You could be on a boat with BGS Marine Sales. Now located at 3910 Navy Boulevard in Pensacola.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming into an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
He's got huge, sharp, he can leap about. Look at the bones!
Did you see the bridge last night? Did you see the 3-mile bridge last night? Oh my goodness. It's amazing. Now, I've seen our comments on Facebook. Pensacola Police Department PIO Officer Mike Wood put up the video of it because he gets stationed out there a lot for off-duty work. And it's gorgeous, bright, rainbow variety colors, blue,
get
green,
ready for everybody
orange.
To boycott it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm fine with rainbows. They go back to Noah. We had them first. Anyway, just saying, you know, talking about co-opting a symbol. Anyway, no, it's cool and it's bright and it's vivid and there's all kinds of possibilities. I will say it did remind me a little bit of something. Light bright. It's a 3-mile light bright. It really is. 624 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in our newsroom with our headlines. David?
The family of the gunman responsible for this week's mass shooting at the bank in Louisville have released a statement saying there were never any warning signs or indications that their 25-year-old son was capable of the shocking act. They also commended the bravery and heroism of Louisville police. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, as you may have heard on Fox News, forming an exploratory committee for his 2024 run for the White House. he's expected to make. Well, I guess he did make that announcement. If Scott runs, he'd be the second Republican from South Carolina seeking the office. He's expected to make an official announcement today.
Yeah, that would be very interesting to have Tim Scott in primaries against Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has been so pro Tim Scott all this time.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, he was so pro DeSantis for a while, too, you know, until he was a threat. Go ahead, Scissor.
Oh, and the U.S. Postal Service has announced they're raising the price of stamps to offset inflation. They've announced they're
$4 a stamp.
Well, pretty close. 66 cents per stamp now. They say they need the price hike to offset their higher operating expenses. I'm pretty sure I'm still on my book of 10 Forever stamps I bought in 2007.
Oh, man. You know how rich you'd have been if you'd have either bought Apple back in the day or Forever stamps when they first came out? Not really, because, you know, who mails? I mean, really, like, you mail, like, three things ever.
I know, but how amazing is that? For 60 cents, you can send something from here across the country.
It is.
And it's 60 cents,
given the price of inflation.
That's great.
You're exactly
right.
I don't think... I bought the book of 10 stamps, though, when they first came out in 2007. I've still got three left. I mean, that's how often I mail things.
I mean, I get your point, but yes, you're right. I know.
We call that the Bachelor stamp collection. That's what that is. Although you're not anymore, but, you know, that's why it's persisted
right.
So long. David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Did David get married over the weekend?
No. Let's just say he's...
You didn't get married over the weekend, did you?
He's getting... Getting closer.
Not this last weekend.
Oh, okay, great.
It's getting closer. All right. Go ahead, Candy.
I'm just nosy. As we take a look at our roads, it looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. 29 accident-free, again, from the Atmore cutoff down to the split at Pace Palafox. Certainly caution wherever you are, and watch for your usual areas of congestion. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. It's informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. We have Bud Light news. Bud Light has been all in the news ever since the Dylan Mulvaney sponsorship. I still say the Bud Light issue is only a slice of this. The Nike and Tampax sponsorships are way more problematic than the Nike one is. But okay, fine. So Alyssa Heinerscheid, not making it up, that's her name. She's Bud Light's vice president of marketing. Here's what she had to say about the choice.
I'm a businesswoman. I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. And it was, this brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light. So I had this super clear mandate. It's like, we need to evolve and elevate this incredibly iconic brand.
Bud Light was in decline. I don't follow these things enough to know, but, you know, they're always buying Super Bowl commercials. It always seemed like they put on a good show. If you got that kind of disposable money to spend on those things, I never perceived them as being in decline, but she says so.
What I brought to that was a belief in, okay, what does evolve and elevate mean? It means inclusivity. It means shifting the tone. It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men.
Mm-hmm.
And representation is sort of the heart of evolution. You've got to see people who reflect you in the work.
To men, to women, to others. I mean, you know, that's kind of the whole thing. Here, I thought this was kind of an interesting observation about their history and brand reputation.
And we had this hangover. I mean, Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor, and it was really important that we had another approach.
The word she uses there is fratty, like frat house, fraternity, not bratty is what I originally heard it as, but then when I read a quote, I'm like, oh, I guess she did say that. So, you know, the Spuds McKenzie back in the day, or the, you know, making jokes, or the Cedric the Entertainer with the two women on the island, that kind of thing. I've always thought Bud Light was very funny. I'm not a Bud Light drinker because, you know, I have taste buds. But, you know, I've always thought the ads themselves, like if you could persuade me on the basis of your ads being entertaining, Bud Light would be winning my business. But that's not why I drink beer. So I don't express my, you know, value set in the products I choose. I express my preference for good products. So, it's unfortunate because I would support them historically for their comedy, but that's not why I buy beer. So anyway, I thought it was interesting that her observation is that continuing the old style that at least I thought was very successful, that I had thought was working for them, was not going to be acceptable. And so they had to branch out. Of course, the flip side of that is, as Patrick Imig quoted in a story that I was just reading about all this from St. Louis, he said, he's a hospitality consultant. He said, you know, sometimes you just want to drink a beer without getting a lecture on social or political commentary or on someone's sexual orientation. Yes, which, by the way, the reports are that Bud Light sales are down, not like in the, I don't know about the overall numbers, but lots of anecdotal reports of, you know, 30% down here, 40% down at bars, you know, like over the last week or two, that people just aren't drinking Bud Light. Which, again, keep in mind that, you know, like somebody goes up and says, I'm only going to drink Coors Light now. Well, they're about as pro-rainbow as Bud Light is, too. So, it's, you know, you didn't really solve. If you think that's a problem, you didn't really solve it. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
The city of Milton getting $10 million to replace pipes. We'll tell you about it after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden visiting Ireland with son Hunter in tow. Suspicion now extends to military contractors for the devastating U.S. intelligence leak of documents posted on a gamer's site. Some 5,000 U.S. personnel had security clearance. Former President Trump on Tucker Carlson Tonight talks about concerns about U.S. military readiness with China preparing for war in Taiwan. Trump says Russia right now is making massive amounts of munitions.
We don't have any ammunition. We've given it to Ukraine. We're not prepared to fight. I rebuilt our military, new planes, new tanks, new everything. They've taken the military that I've rebuilt, and they've given it all to Ukraine.
Trump tells Tucker his greatest concern for the world now is not global warming, but nuclear warming if somebody uses a nuke.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Partly cloudy, 64 right now in Pensacola. And there's a low-pressure system that's headed towards Louisiana. That means we might see some rain today, but especially overnight and into tomorrow, and some strong winds as well. But we'll get more on our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. The city of Milton, one of 37 municipalities across the nation that'll be receiving grant money to help repair aging natural gas infrastructure. Yesterday, representatives from the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration were in Milton to present a check for $10 million.
From, you know, seasonal leaks that occur, you know, in the shoulder months of the year, cast iron pipes that crack with sudden changes in temperature, or, as you may be very familiar with here, the aftermath of a hurricane where low-pressure mains that are cast iron can fill with water.
Associate Administrator Alan Mayberry, and he says grant funds stem from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed November of 2021. A Pensacola man with multiple warrants now arrested after blowing through three traffic stops on Tuesday. Escambia County deputies say 28-year-old Katron Long was charged with resisting arrest and possession of meth. Long was arrested near Mobile Highway in Erica Court after allegedly fleeing from three traffic stops, then ultimately crashing into a power pole. Person's been executed for a non-murder crime in the U.S. for the first time since 1964. If Florida Republicans get their way, that could change. News Radio's Joe Ford has more.
Lawmakers appear ready to pass a proposal that would allow the death penalty for people who commit sexual batteries on children under age 12. Bill sponsor Jonathan Martin.
If an individual rapes a 11-year-old or 10-year-old or 2-year-old or 5-year-old, they should be subject to the death penalty.
The House is scheduled Thursday to take up its version of the bill. The Senate version was approved yesterday by the Rules Committee. Thanks to conservative majorities on the Florida and U.S. Supreme Court, Florida Republicans have been bold in the proposal, even though prior rulings have said it's unconstitutional to execute defendants in rape cases. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thanks, Joe. After what turned into a deadly week in Perdido Key, there's now calls for lifeguards to be staffed in that area, even during the off-peak beach season.
Yeah, of course, especially if people are not heeding the signs. Yeah.
And there's plenty of beaches, so I mean, why not add more lifeguards to protect people?
Is there a solution?
Lifeguards. Put a lifeguard here, there, all the way down the beach like they got in Pensacola.
And those beachgoers talking with Channel 3, Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Bragosh says more needs to be done and additional warning signs and flags are going to be going up in the area in the next several weeks. It is 6:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much. It looks like Olive is clear, not showing any problems on Johnson, Detroit Boulevard, University Parkway, all checking in without delays. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a cloudy day today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the later part of the day. High today near 75 degrees, low near 65. For Thursday, showers are likely, 90% chance of heavy rainfall throughout the entire day, high near 72. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. As you go into Friday, rain will fade away, and we are going to be seeing temperatures warm up near 79 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. Right now, 635. It is 64, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 64 also in Gulf Breeze, and a few degrees cooler, 61 in Milton right now. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The next wave of remote work just might be overseas. Thanks to remote working tech like Zoom and Dropbox, companies have discovered that employees can be productive from afar. Due to lingering labor shortages and rising wages, more companies are now sending jobs overseas. Deel, an HR company that helps clients hire abroad, says hiring through its platform more than doubled last year. And a Stanford economist says 10 to 20% of U.S. service support jobs like software developers, HR professionals, and payroll administrators could move overseas in the next decade. The federal judge who oversaw the criminal fraud trial of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes has denied her request to stay out of prison while she appeals her guilty verdict. Holmes, who was found guilty on 3 counts of fraud and 1 count of conspiracy against Theranos investors, has been ordered to surrender to prison on April 27th to start serving her 11-year sentence. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Cool.
Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a hawk.
Someone just said 70 lots. If we get 40 on there, we'd be doing good. But all of the land around it to the north is zoned MDR. That's what we're requesting. The land directly to the south is zoned LDR, but it's a non-conforming trailer park. It's a mobile home park, literally the entire adjacent. I believe it fits. It's going to be right. It's going to be a really nice development. And we hope that you guys will follow with the planning board and approve it.
All right, this was a more interesting moment in the Escambia County Commission meeting last week. This is Mark Taylor. He is a developer, and he was wanting to get an upzoning from 4 units per acre to 10 units per acre by changing the zoning of a property that he owns. And it's in a place that you might not be familiar with. It's back in off of a place called Motley Court. Now, just to kind of give you a sense of where this is, Pate Street is that weird angled street that it's a Gulf Power kind of, I guess it was an easement at one time. It got turned into a street. It's to the north and west, basically, of the campus for UWF. If you ever go riding on the bike trails kind of bump up against that at one point. And it heads up towards the Plant Christ, basically. So we're talking the north end. This is off of 10 Mile. Okay, it's off of 10 Mile in kind of the eastern side of the middle of the county, and Pate Street kind of comes at an angle. Well, these houses that they're talking about in this existing subdivision, there's about 300 or so, maybe 350, something like that. I didn't count either one, but it kind of looks like that's about the vicinity. Every single one of those houses has one access way, egress and ingress, called Motley Court. And if you understand traffic, you think, oh, God, that must be bad. Yeah, it's not good. Okay, that's not good. And what he wanted was he wanted to upzone a piece of property that's undeveloped within that subdivision off the back end of a church, wants to upzone it from 4 to 10 units, okay? And the idea was people had been saying you're going to put 70 new dwellings on that, apartments or whatever, and that's going to massively complicate an already terrible traffic situation. Okay, that's the backdrop. Like, that's, you know, kind of understand what's at discussion here. Marsha Major, and he says, we're not going to get 70 in there. We're going to get 40 at most, which I think all the residents there would be like, well, 40 is still a lot, okay? So, again, try to imagine 350 houses all using one road to get out to 10 Mile, which it's, you know, that's a challenge. This is Marsha Major.
Adding the housing is already the concern of the traffic flow in and out. When I moved into that area, MDR was authorized through Henry Company, and he kept building. Then when I first moved in 1996, there was a way that you could get out. However, that got closed off because Gulf Power has the road, and it's now fenced off. You cannot move.
So historically, I think there was a way to get out, you know, over onto what became the Pate Road that is just that one access way that you cannot connect to. That's an additional problem for the residents, is they used to have more than one way in and out. And, Marsh Major says, look, he's really nice, but traffic is the problem. And many, many people got up and spoke. She was just kind of the most interesting of them.
We have had 4 fires in homes in that area. If emergency comes, and thank you for your service, sir, then we don't have a way in and out. Ivan came through and shut us down. Please do not add any more to it.
And don't put more stuff in there. And she's like, look, I'm a retired Navy chief, and if I don't know you, you don't live here. Like, I know everybody who lives here. This is a problem for us.
I live on the corner, so I know who's coming in and who's going out. You either know me, you know somebody, my neighbor, you're either delivering pizza, or you lost, or you may be up to no good. I don't want the no goods. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much.
I'm a retired Navy chief, so solve the problem.
She's adorable. I love her. Ruby Rivals is a little bit older, but she put it a little bit more poignantly.
I've lived on 10 Mile Road for 60 years. If you pass this, it would be the most grievous thing that has ever been done. And I pray it would not come back to haunt you.
Now, that's a little bit of a hyperbole. Revis, excuse me, not rivals. Anyway, the agent representing them, Meredith Bush, spoke in defense of the project, which is what an agent's supposed to do.
We are asking that you approve this rezoning. We feel we've met the criteria. The planning board agreed that we met the criteria outlined in the code for the rezoning to MDR. Although we've heard the neighbors' concerns, they are not relevant to the criteria to be addressed by this board, so we would ask that you approve.
And that's, by the way, that's an interesting point because the planning board had approved it. There was some dispute about whether the planning board did their job properly or not. And I actually asked because my question was, it sounded like traffic concerns maybe weren't a legitimate reason to deny this upzoning. Just got a text in from somebody who said they live in that neighborhood and there was a petition that had gone around and everybody was opposed to allowing this. And, you know, because traffic is already at max. So I actually asked the county attorney, Allison Rogers, can you not consider the traffic impact? And she said the generalities of traffic are allowable. For example, is there a change in circumstance, like a big increase in traffic, where there's a justification for a rezoning? Or does testimony about traffic impact the evidence about compatibility of surrounding uses, something you always have to think about in zoning cases? The specifics, like whether traffic should go out on X road or Y road, is for the development review process, okay? So my understanding of this is, you can consider traffic to some extent, but there have to be a lot of other factors involved. You can't just say no too many cars, okay? Now, remember, if they built on the site as is, they'd still get to build a fair amount. It's still 4 development units per acre, whereas they're wanting to go to 10. So even if they operate within the existing zoning, it's still going to add to the traffic problem. The residents just don't want it to be 10 per acre. I'll tell you how this turned out in a second because it was an interesting, to me, I was absolutely on their side. I didn't want to see the upzoning. I heard them. I see the map. It's crazy if you look at how the subdivision is laid out. There's no way you should be able to add more density into that area at all. But I was kind of curious because it's Stephen Berry's area, and I wanted to kind of see how this would turn out. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any problems on 98, either in Florida heading into Alabama or Navarre. It looks like everything is running smoothly so far. A little slow again near Winhaven, and I say that. There's a crash, 98 eastbound, of course. Looks like the same area yesterday where it was kind of clogged up for a good bit from, like, La Casa Blanca all the way back past Cash's 98 for quite a while. So it looks like it is very slow but not stopped on 98. And then there's another accident that just popped up. That's 98 eastbound between the Causeway and as you're heading to Fort Walton and Mary Esther, certainly. And if you have a traffic tip, by all means, text it in, 437-1620. It's real-time traffic. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Be careful.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to this conversation about Motley Court up there near UWF off of 10 Mile. The, you know, basically this one in and one out subdivision with somewhere on the order of 350 homes and a developer wanting to upzone from 4 development units per acre to 10 development units per acre for a small slice of that. What they're saying is going to be 70. He said 40 units. In either case, going to add to traffic. The question is how much add, right? And I would have definitely voted against this. But the question is, what are your legitimate reasons to vote against it? I just think, you know, you got to allow them to build what they're going to build on their existing zoning. I mean, that's just what property rights mean, but it doesn't mean you have to give them more capacity. So Stephen Berry.
I try to find a way to approve what comes before us. I think it's, you know, I'm very pro-development. I think it's good. I mean, we build our tax base that way. And, you know, I take an approach to try to find a way to for folks to be able to do what they want to do with their property. You know, very rarely have I not been able to get to a place where I can agree that works.
And like, so he kind of, I guess, grew up in that area, whatever. So I, you know, and I was like, ah, here we go. He's going to let us down. You know, he's going to side with the developer because he almost always does. And then here, suddenly, a plot twist.
Unfortunately, this is one of those instances. I am very familiar with the neighborhood. You know, anecdotally, I rode the bus there 40 years ago. They were part of my elementary school bus route. For a large part, that neighborhood was built out at that time, you know, in the early to mid 80s. The majority of the homes were there already. You know, I do disagree with the planning board's finding.
Interesting. And so the question then is going to be, because it's like a quasi-judicial hearing, so there are all these rules, and if you object to it on the wrong basis, that can be grounds for appeal and litigation because you only have certain things you're allowed to consider, so to speak, and testimony that you're allowed to consider. So he has to be very careful about how he disagrees with the planning board if that's what he's going to do.
It may be compatible with surrounding current zoning, which is a little bit debatable because it borders LDR on the south and it does border MDR on the north. But while it's arguably compatible with current zoning, I don't agree with the planning board's finding that it's compatible with the surrounding uses.
And so he goes on about density.
What you have is single-family residential that is actually you know, if you look on the ground, you see all the lots and the platted subdivisions that are there. All of those lots are going to be larger than even a 4-unit per acre development that they would be entitled to through the current LDR. I think an LDR finding is, or an LDR zoning is appropriate for where they are. I think to take it to an MDR with 10 units per acre is, I think that's a little bit just over the top.
So the level of density, the size of the lots doesn't really fit with everything surrounding there. And he says,
there is arguably no changed conditions within that screen. This is not a rezoning that would, you know, be fitting or be required due to the changing conditions of the area surrounding it. So due to those two criteria, that's what I would use as the justification to deny the request and reject the planning board's finding.
We have a motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Please vote.
And it was unanimous. They turned it down. And you just kind of don't see that very often. And I wanted to highlight it because it was a case where it really would have been. I mean, it's already going to be bad when he builds in there, but he's allowed under current zoning and his property rights. But asking for an upzoning would have just been even worse. Now, it is at kind of the front of the subdivision as opposed to being all the way in the back. So impact on traffic might not be as awful as it would otherwise have been. But, man, it's another reminder. And I take the opportunity just to tell you, okay, whenever you buy, if you buy, be sure that you pay attention to all of the future land use and the zoning of everything that is even possibly connected to whatever street you're buying on, because it's extraordinarily common for you to buy a thing looking at how a street is now. You don't pay attention, and then the things that come up either behind you or in front of you, in this case, when there's only one way in and out, can dramatically change your quality of life. So you just have to kind of be aware. That is absolutely a buyer beware kind of situation that people run into all the time. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And speaking of homes and what you do when you buy or sell, those are the kind of questions that Christina Leavenworth can certainly help you with. And you can ask her because she will understand all of this stuff when you're looking at a place. And she can maybe warn you, hey, this is a thing to be aware of if you're buying. You know, obviously, if you're selling, same kind of concerns. You just want to make sure that you know what's going on. But also, you want to make sure you get somebody who's going to be effective for you. And we were talking about how there's about 3,000 agents listed on the MLS right now in this area. And would you believe that 1,600 of them, a little bit more than half, have sold 0 homes this year? So, you know, when you're looking at realtors, everybody wants your business, okay? Half of the realtors in the area haven't sold a home yet this year, with the first quarter being passed now, right? 20 realtors have sold more than 20 in the first quarter. 7 have sold more than 30. She sold 36. She got 29 more under contract. So when you're shopping for a realtor, do you want a realtor who, like many realtors, sells 0, 1, or 2 homes a year? Or do you want somebody who gets 200-plus homes sold every single year because she really knows what she's doing? I mean, that's a choice you make, right? So just think about the evidence. Think about the results you want to get. And then, you know, at least include Christina Leavenworth on your list of realtors that you're going to interview. 723-9158. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at @PColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
National average for a gallon of gas, 362. Florida is 357. Remember when it used to be less? Mississippi is 314. And Texas, is the best. And then California is the worst at 488. 328 east and west of the Walmarts in Navarre. If you're in Tiger Point, 326 at the Murphy across from the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. It's $53 a gallon inside of Gulf Breeze proper. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's way more. It's the 343 if you care. 331 at the Raceway in Milton and 331 at the Pea Ridge Pace. At the Pea Ridge Murphy in Pace, you got 335 to go to the, I think that's the Raceway, not the Cumberland Farms. Also, Cumberland Farms is now a subscription or something, a membership price. I'm not sure about all that. Anyway, on 9 Mile at the Walmart, you got 333, 329 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and coming in from the southwest side, 329 at the Navy Murphy. 656, News Radio 92, 3 Candies, got traffic on the fives. Yep. Did I catch you mid-chew? No, we'll get to her in a second. Sorry about that. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
I've been there, Candy.
We have all been there.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signing an executive order to strengthen background checks today. The Republican signed the order on Tuesday, said it would more closely guarantee the safe, lawful purchase of firearms in Tennessee. The EPA proposing new vehicle pollution rules that could give the nation's auto industry a push towards electric vehicles over the next decade. White House and EPA officials say under the proposed emission standards being released today, electric vehicles could account for up to 2/3 of new cars sold in this country by 2032, although it would require a big shift in public sentiment. A Gallup poll released recently found 41% of Americans said they would not buy an electric vehicle.
Yeah, count me in that group. If a hybrid that, like the Prius, the way that works, where the gas charges the electric, that's brilliant. Okay.
Absolutely.
My son has a Prius, but otherwise, generally speaking, no. Candy, you are my favorite example of the advice I always tell people is be a person. You're such a great person. Like, you're just a person.
I had a mouthful of food.
Yes, yes. You know, it's like that kind of that perfect groomed, manicured, everything. Like, neither of us are that.
That's true.
That's what I love.
Can you
about
put you. That in writing and give it to David Hawking of Plantation Road?
He knows.
I'm a person. That's our owner. They're wonderful. Taking a look on Highway 98. And this is the same area that was tied up yesterday. It is 98 eastbound. And it looks like two accidents, one near Pine Lane and the other just a little bit to the west of it. So it's two accidents close together, 98. And again, this is eastbound, almost to where the causeway is, the Navarre Beach Causeway. So Windhaven, that whole area, again, just tied up this morning. Caution there. And that's the only slowdown I'm seeing right now. Certainly, if you know about an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you got a plumbing issue, Barberry plumbing, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, pressure, temperature, whatever the problem is with your plumbing, call Barberry Plumbing. They'll fix it easy peasy. You know, no questions, no surprises. Flat rate pricing based on the job, not based on the time. 477-8782. A quick future news here. Will Webster Barnaby have any consequences for his comments the other day?
Absolutely he will.
Yeah.
But he apologized.
I'm going to say no, weirdly. I'm going to say no. So? Well, we have lifeguards out of Perdido Key.
Oh, we need them, don't we?
You know, that's an interesting public policy problem for private beaches, right? That's really the issue. And will people love the 3 Mile Light Bright?
Oh, I do. So far, it's so pretty.
I like it, too. We'll be back, and we'll tell you what Webster Barnaby said.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
But then their questions are answered, you know, pretty large scale. And we want to make sure we have any artists who are interested. We want to make sure that their questions are answered. You know, how.
The,